Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
For your news headlines, hail damage from the storm that came through last week has insurers claiming maybe $80 million worth of claim checks going to be issued. Omaha World Herald's got a big report. They say State Farm Insurance, a lot of the big other insurers in town, they say if auto claims average $2,500 a piece and roofing claims average $5,000, some industry groups estimate that that price tag will be $80 million for that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was such a quick storm.
Yeah.
And then
$80 million in the city.
$80 million.
Man, my brother almost hit a golf ball into the side of a car at Elmwood yesterday.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted it to happen when the ball was headed toward it, just for the visual. But we thought if it hits it, you could just blame it on hail damage. I mean, everyone in Midtown has a broken window.
Is that what your neighbor's going to do?
Yeah.
No. There was hail damage.
We'll see. Yeah.
Hail damage?
The big.
You should have just walked outside. Hail damage?
What was the size of that hail rock? Omaha residents are getting say in naming a new city park. It's currently called Dam Site 15A, and it's in the area northwest of 168th and Fort Streets. I guess the city naming committee is taking suggestions through July 24th, hoping to pick a name by mid-August. The park is expected to open next
spring. Is that ever a good idea, though? I mean, don't people always will name it like Beer Fart or something?
Bodie McBoats a lot.
Bodie Mc... What, Boat Face.
Boat Face.
Some fun name.
We named
like
a so there's a research vehicle, submersible now named Bodie McBoatface.
Right.
You should never leave that open to the public.
I know. I always feel like you should be like, hey, you get to decide out of these five choices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
Anytime you just leave it open, like open ended, we're going to get like
Beer Fart
Van Halen, Beer Fart, Awesome Mullet, Screaming Eagle.
Beautiful
fire
lake.
Pants.
Beautiful,
I mean,
lake. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
So pretty. Screaming Eagle Lake. I mean, I actually think Screaming Eagle Lake sounds kind of nice.
If there's
maybe
eagles
I just,
there.
Maybe I just made something.
Molly just stumbled onto her own naming, and she's proud of herself.
I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit. U.S. economy has nearly a 250,000 new jobs. Figures are out this morning. 222,000 new jobs were created in June, and that's a big improvement over May. And the unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% last month, 4.4%. And today is going to be a big day. All eyes will be on the G20 summit going on in Hamburg, Germany. President Trump and Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, are going to meet for the first time today. Trade and climate change are likely to be major topics of the summit. World leaders are expected to lean on Trump to be more of a role model in addressing climate change.
Have you seen the protesters and
it's amazing.
The footage?
Yeah,
over there at the G20. Those the German guards don't screw around.
No, they'll beat you. I live there, man. They will beat you. They don't care. I had a friend that moved there, and the first week that he was there, he had his ear torn off by a... But I don't even know what happened. He got hit by a... What do you call those things? A baton few times? Yeah, because he was ripping off...
Nightstick?
Yeah, a nightstick. He was ripping... antennas off of cars.
Oh.
He didn't know. He said, my dad's a colonel. This German police policeman was like, I don't care.
My dad's a colonel, so therefore I can have unfettered vandalism. I'm sure his dad's like, I would have done worse than rip your
ear
off.
Did the local police hate Americans?
I don't think so. They kind of stayed away. Just kind of depend. But you know what? Probably.
Well, that's what was weird about. So party was there in the 80s. Yeah. But that's what was weird about the Cold War. If you ever look at it, basically the Cold War was fought in Berlin.
Yeah.
In the center of Germany. And it was split in half between Russia and the United States.
Yeah,
But it was all run between Russian police. I mean, German police,
Polizei,
east and west. And you're like, well, what skin do you have in the game?
I
it was
don't
a weird
know.
Thing how they would prey on each other.
They scare you. I mean, they scared us. They were kids. I mean, I didn't mess around. No way, man. Too many stories.
People trying to, people would get shot all the time along the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you got close.
Yes.
People would get shot.
Oh, that's fun. Officials think that Russia might be behind the hacking of about a dozen power plants in the U.S. There are sources that are claiming that the hackers appear to be working for a foreign government and could be positioning themselves to eventually disrupt the nation's power supply. Now, officials say a general alert was distributed to U.S. utilities about a week ago. The National Security Council, the Director of National Intelligence, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission have all declined comments.
Time to buy a generator.
Well, it's interesting because on the flip side, we have Elon Musk is building the world's biggest battery. The CEO of Tesla told a news conference today that the giant battery in South Australia will be three times more powerful than the next biggest battery.
Really?
It's a giant lithium ion battery, and it'll serve the 1.7 million people of South Australia. This one battery will like power all this stuff. I guess they suffer from frequent power outages in that area of the world. The battery will be linked up to a wind farm, and it's all part of a government, an Australian plan to deliver clean and affordable power to their residents. And a new trial date is set for the sexual assault case against a comedian, Bill Cosby. Proceedings will begin in Pennsylvania November 6th. He's charged with drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee back in 2004. The first trial ended last month in a mistrial when the jury failed to reach a verdict.
Is there anyone else that can come forward, or they're all too old?
It's it all
statute of limitations.
Yes.
So this is it?
This is it.
They got to get him on this gal?
Yep. This is the one that everybody's hanging their hopes on. So that's why a lot of the other victims showed up to this case. Because they were like, this is my chance to look him in the eye.
Fred Albert. Molly, we interviewed him and you were so excited.
I'm crushed.
It's like we got an interview with your dad. Like our dad, our collective societal dad.
Yeah. He's part of the reason I got into, performing or entertaining. I mean, like, I remember his comedy album himself, or like the show. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was just him on stage sitting in a chair with a microphone telling crazy stories. And it was like the best thing I'd ever seen.
He was in everybody's dad.
The Orpheum, like what, 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I forgot we talked to
him. We got a phoner.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't just the regular phoner. He was really, for as old as he was and crazy sounding, he said, Molly. He said your name.
Yeah.
I mean, he was kind of like...
I think it's hitting on her.
Singling on her. I'm not trying to be terrible.
But it was like he was kind of killing her.
He likes the ladies.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like in that kind moment where it was almost...
making radio love to Molly over the phone.
And that was the thing about some of these women. They're like, he didn't have to drug me. Like, that was part of the thing, is that, like, in this case, this Temple University lady, she's like, I was having a sexual relationship with him.
Would he have to drug you?
Yeah, okay. I don't think I would sleep with...
Sounds like a new Kesha single. He didn't have to drug me.
The new single from Kesha. Kesha and Dr. Luke Gottwald.
He didn't have to drug me.
Oh, boy.
I would have done it. Yeah, so that's part of the darkness that lurks there. So a recent study suggests that surrounding yourself with active people may make you do more active things. Seems... Pretty hand glove.
You mean like I hang out with runners, I'll all of a sudden be running?
Out of the Cleveland Clinic.
I bet you if you just flipped it and talked to active people, they would say, don't hang around with lazy people. They will slow you down.
Yeah, they will convince you.
That's why
you.
Active people all hang out, you know, your exercise friends that like run marathons.
Oh, well, that's okay. So I live in Chicago and they have the Chicago Marathon, which is like a huge deal come the fall. And everyone is training for it right now. So like everyone, like I got up the other day early before we left town to go run errands, and it's just masses of humanity running up and down the streets training for this.
It's weird.
And I'm like, oh my God, like had it not been for the fact that I am leaving town in an hour, I wouldn't even be in clothes.
I couldn't do it. Running just looks like it hurts.
Let alone running 20 miles.
It was what time?
8 o'clock in the morning.
On a Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, and these people were like, whoo. Like, I went to Starbucks and I was annoyed because they had all wrapped up their fitness training and were getting coffee.
Sometimes we have an 8 a.m. tee time at Elmwood Park, and that's so always the line when you're standing on the number two tee box, mm-hmm. watching everyone running at 8 o'clock on a Saturday. We always go, well, this is what sober people do, apparently.
Absolutely.
This is what you would do if you didn't do anything last night.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time you guys physically ran, not on a treadmill, but just ran?
I never run outside.
It's weird. Do it. It's like you don't know how to do it. You forgot.
No, it's
the weirdest thing because you're like, you want to fall forward. It's weird. Trust me, it's weird. You're like, my legs are moving. I'm telling you, it is bizarre. I was playing football, throwing the ball with Oliver, the young guy, and at the house, and I decided I want to run a route. I took 10 steps and went straight into the ground, face forward, and I was like, done!
Did he pee his pants laughing so
hard?
He's like, new dad!
Well... That's probably not sustainable on the long arc.
No.
We always joke with each other. We're like, when are we going to start?
Yes, everyone.
When are we going to get hit by that bug? You know, where people that they start running.
Yes.
And they get into
50.
I'm telling you, it was
the mud runs, you know.
It was
a
week ago.
Mudder.
And it was a week ago, and I'm standing in line, and I am 15 people back from the counter at Starbucks, and it is nothing but people in those, like, short onion skin joggers, all, like, just. Like coming off of a run, and I'm like, I hate all of you people because you're standing in the way between me and my morning because I'm just getting up, and they're all just, and now they can.
So active people say hang with active people.
Active people say hang with active people.
Okay.
That every 10 minutes a person's friends ran, that person would run an extra 3 minutes. They like say find people to run with. You're like, yeah, you motivate each other. Fitness trackers, sharing your activity with friends. You know, if you get those apps where it's like you can friend request people, and then you can all follow each other. Cheating is apparently a gray area for some guys. There is a new study out that says 1 out of 5 men think that kissing someone else isn't cheating. I guess that it is simply going and doing the deed that really constitutes stepping out on someone.
We would say kissing is light cheating.
Yeah.
It's in the cheating territory, but it's not.
No, I would say cheating.
It's a venial sin.
It's
a total cheating. I'm in a relationship, and I will say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as bad. I said it was cheating. I didn't say it wasn't cheating, but I'm saying to compare it with the full Monty.
I think cheating's cheating at that point. Like, I mean, there's really no.
All women will say the same thing.
I mean, there's no. I feel like you're splitting hairs at that point. Honey, it was just
one you can
her.
Maybe. There's a chance.
Oh, we're talking about making out.
Talking yourself. Having the conversation. The other one, there's really hard to turn back. You just have to be like, hey.
It happened.
I was thinking of you.
She's like, I hope you weren't.
I was thinking of you, Molly.
Well, that would be really awkward. And I would hate to have to tell my husband that.
I was thinking of Molly the whole time. So kissing is cheating, yes. But men don't think it is.
No, there's 1 in 5 guys don't think that kissing is cheating. That passionate kissing someone other than their significant other is acceptable behavior.
That's
like,
crazy.
What? I know. I'm like, 1 in 5? Who is that guy?
Single guy.
Single dude.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
So a week from tomorrow, this will be next Saturday, next weekend, the Interlude Lounge off 76th and Pacific, they're having their block party blowout. Last year, they did it for their 50th birthday, and it was such a success, they're doing it again. So they're tied in with Girls Inc. We got Scotty Petrowski. We got Rachel in here. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Right on. So this is next Saturday?
Yep.
Okay. And we also have someone on the phone.
You guys are tied in. Real quick, how'd you guys get tied in with Girls Inc.? Yeah. So the money raised is going to go to this great organization this year.
Absolutely. The money raised is going to Girls Inc. and their incredible programs that they have.
All the money from the silent auction will go directly to them. So.
Okay.
So Interlude next Saturday. We're going to get into all the fun stuff, but we're joined from Girls Inc., Emily Mwaja. Good morning, Emily. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing awesome. Wow. We're doing great. Happy Friday to you. Tell us what Girls Inc. does.
So Girls Inc. is an after-school program that serves girls K through 12th grade from around the city. And we offer girls an experience consisting of a great environment and programming where we empower girls to succeed through different programs that we offer during after school and summer.
Okay, which is great. And it's summer. You guys pretty busy right now?
We are. We are having over 300 girls every day at both of our centers. So wow. We were really busy.
That is great. I mean, because the programs that you guys do, it's year-round, which is a big thing for a lot of these kids because the school year ends, and then that's kind of a really big time for you guys to shine and step up, I would imagine.
Exactly. And we keep longer hours for the summer to make sure that we are accommodating the parents who have to go to work early. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the summer.
Okay.
And during that time, girls have more hours to engage in a lot of programs.
Okay. If there's someone out there that's never heard of Girls Inc. and wants to, I don't know, take part, how do they get a hold of you? How does that happen?
You can get on our website, which is girlsincomaha.org, and you would be able to get a hold of me for programming, or if you'd like to sign up your daughter or to volunteer, we have a few email persons that are on our website that you can email depending on what you would like to be involved, you like to do.
So, Rachel, talk about how you and Emily and Girls Inc. and the interlude, this whole thing got tied together.
Well, kind of like how we all got tied together, the Dundee Dell, and we all got to know each other years and years ago. And when we started this thing, we're like, who do we know? And we reached out to Emily because she does such a great job with this program. And
it's a big group of people that like to have fun, but have like big hearts.
Right.
So this is a great time because last year was a huge turnout for the 50th. So Scotty, this is like what, 51st birthday for the Interlude Lounge?
It is. Yep. We started in 1966 and... last year was a hit, so figured might as well do it again.
Absolutely. Every year after. Man, that's a long time. Are you kidding me?
Silent auction items, right? That's the big way you guys are going to be raising some funds for the Girls Inc.
Yes, and we have some great stuff from Borsheim's down to like local, a lot of local businesses got involved with gift cards and swag and all sorts of great stuff.
Where can people check out the list of the items?
They can follow us on Facebook and check out the website, but I mean, we'll be posting all week.
The
great stuff.
All right. And you got time to plan here because it's next Saturday.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, interludelounge.com is the website, but Interlude 76th and Pacific, it's a fun group. So this party is going to start next Saturday at 4 o'clock. Band goes on at 7. Scotty, who's the band? You guys got somebody fun?
We got Nikki Boulay and the Beatniks.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're working hard.
They're fun.
Saw her the other night. She and Tom Cena, they're rehearsing, getting all excited for the Interlude. So it's going to be a good show.
It's like a giant
be a party.
Family.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be great.
Okay. So what time does it start, did you say already?
4 o'clock, band going on at 7, and then same setup, like so that whole parking lot will be able to take over, and then people can go inside to cool off inside the bar?
Right. This year we've got a much bigger tent, just in case of, just to get out of the sun, I think it might be a little warm.
Yeah. Maybe.
Just a tent.
Good. You can just cool off with a nice, refreshing beverage from the interlude.
Absolutely.
Beer garden, everything.
It'll be great.
Okay, and it's 21 or over, or is
yes, it?
Yes,
it is.
Okay, 21 or over.
So just to basically imagine the interlude lounge, but in front of the interlude lounge, in the parking lot, a huge beer garden with a band, with a food truck. Whose food truck you guys got?
It's LeBlanc.
It is LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
Okay. Cajun and barbecue, and they are delicious.
Ooh, you just said my favorite stuff.
So beer truck, beer garden.
Delicious.
I love Cajun. I love Cajun food. Ooh.
And 76th and Pacific Interlude, and it's taking care of Girls Inc. So
it's for the kids.
For the kids. Emily, it's great getting to talk to you this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for the support. I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Okay, you bet. You. We'll see you on Saturday, next Saturday.
Yep.
Thank you, Emily. Okay, see you later.
Well, this is a great deal. So, like, what we always talk about is, like, when we first started, the Scotty and Rachel are kind of tied into, like, the start of this show, the big party show, with Molly and me and Party.
I don't even know how we survived.
And before Molly even joined us, back in the day, me and Party were Dell regulars, and I remember when we were telling them, we were like, we're going to get this radio show. Remember, Scotty, you'd be like, really? That's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, you
really?
Remembers.
So another round apparently on me because you guys are going to get a radio show?
Right. I mean,
we'd sit at the Dell.
And Kevin, I was working at the Dell and Molly, your sister, I mean, we just had a few and
a few
got this great
for,
idea
like, 2 years
for you guys.
Few, yeah.
I mean,
all of the best thinking. Like after the first diaper drive, the first place we went to.
Absolutely.
So basically now everyone's gone, different ways. Scotty now owns the interlude. Rachel's doing great stuff with Scotty and
Bokite Design.
What's that?
Bokite Design.
Bokite Design. Started businesses in the neighborhood. So it's nice that we've all grown.
Yeah.
But we're all going to be there next Saturday. So Interlude 76th and Pacific. Sounds like it's going to be a party.
It should be a blast.
Hey, I'm glad you, I've been going to the Interlude forever, way before you bought it, you know, with, you know, best friends and stuff like right. that back in the day when I first moved here. Dude, you even changed it. I'm so glad you hadn't, because you can walk in there and still have the same memories from, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Captain's
you
chairs know? And carpeting.
Yeah. Right.
Why, I mean, why mess up a good
I'm glad.
Design?
I'm so happy.
I mean, I've got a 10-foot chandelier. Why would I mess that up?
I was
right?
going to say, when you have a classic design aesthetic like the Interlude Lounge, you don't touch anything.
Sure. I mean, you got a little character. I mean,
it
kind of sells the place. So.
Absolutely love
you
it.
Guys, okay. We've been saying you guys need to do a guest celebrity
bartender right?
night.
We can do it.
Well, you guys really should do this. I was talking about Casey at the Dell. Like, get all the Dell crew back over at the Interlude.
Casey, actually, he's going to be working that
night.
Oh,
he is?
Yeah,
okay.
He'll be there.
He'll be
all
at
right.
one of the bars outside.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, cool. I'm excited. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Right on.
It'll be a fun
okay.
time, for sure.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Get details online, interludelounge.com, Facebook page, all the stuff is going to have details.
Yeah, I'm going to remind you guys out there listening that it's next Saturday. Any shout-outs for your anybody out there? Anything else you want to... They're out there?
Thanks to everybody that participated. It's too many people to name, but come out. It's going to be great.
You know who you are.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Streaming now. I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet. I listen online all the time. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Hey. All right. Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
Andrew Garfield is under fire. He is getting slammed after doing an interview where he said that he's acting in this play, Angels in America. And he
Which
plays...
Which was HBO a while ago. Now it's a play.
It was a play. And then HBO made it a deal. And then, I mean, it was always a play. It was on Broadway. And now apparently it's playing in London. And Andrew Garfield plays this homosexual man. And he did this interview where he says, as far as I know, I'm not a gay man. But he was saying, maybe I'll have an awakening later in life and, you know, explore
like
that part of my...
tongue-in-cheek kind of conversation. There's just...
There's a million comics who do that joke. Maybe in the back end of my life, I'll be... That's
right.
like a... You know,
he's
yeah.
an
I'll try the other side of the phone book.
Right. But he's the other side of that coin where it's like the earnest actor, like never close the door on opportunity. Like, who knows? Maybe. I mean, he was being serious. It was with the Gay Times. And so people are, you know, a little upset because they're saying, you know, you don't really choose that lifestyle. You're born that way. And it's caused a bit of a stir. It's just funny the timing of it because the new Spider-Man movie is in theaters today, Spider-Man Homecoming, and it's a whole new reboot. You know, his last big major motion picture or major project was playing Spider-Man on the
yeah.
big screen. And
the
now,
Spider-Man that we grew up with, the TV show, remember that one?
Yeah.
The Spider-Man whatever movies, what the TV shows?
It was on...
That actor's name was Nicholas Hammond. He was 6 foot.
Okay.
6 foot tall. Wow.
We're going by height. They're okay. getting smaller. Andrew Garfield was 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Tobey Maguire's 5'8", and the new one, Tom Holland, they say is 5'8". He looks like he's 5'6".
Okay.
He looks tiny.
You're a little tiny
it's
man.
It's weird.
It looks like
I don't
good...
know how to feel about the new Spider-Man. Have you guys seen the trailers? He's like a little boy.
Well, that's what you would want Spider-Man to be.
Well, he's supposed to be.
The one we grew up with was 6 foot.
That's my Spider-Man.
Party, the one we grew up with wasn't, though. I know he's supposed to be a slight
he's
little guy, but
young...
he was never tiny.
Oh, not tiny, yeah.
He was a man.
But
well,
wimpy.
That was the funny thing is that he wasn't, I mean, I'm with Party in the sense of like, he wasn't a man, though. I mean, like, it's funny, we grew up with him being a man, but like then when I got older and I learned like the lore of Spider-Man, it was like some kid got bit by a... Like,
right, I'm just saying
like,
the actor we grew up with was 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and he, the special effects
on
that
were
great.
Now they're headed toward jockeys pretty quickly. The sequel is going to be one of the hobbits from The Lord of the Rings.
You got to fit in that suit. I wonder if they just give the job to whoever can fit in the suit.
Right.
But
you can fit.
It's your gig.
You got the part.
Like, oh, it's like Cinderella. So that's in theaters this weekend, and it's got a pretty big cast. So, Robert Downey Jr. is going to be doing his Tony Stark character, Iron Man character, but it also has Michael Keaton, Marissa Tomei, and Donald Glover.
Okay.
Kesha has dropped her first new single in 4 years. It's called Praying, and it's pretty intense.
I think it's going to be a hit. It's a big ballad.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Rachel Platter, like,
this is my fight.
I didn't realize she had pipes. All
right, turn up. Here comes the squeal.
But some things only God can fight.
hammer to the toe.
It's kind of got Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry sort of little notes to it. But yeah, she's back. She's out touring.
So it's called what? It's
Pray.
But the album's called Rainbow.
Oh, okay. Rainbow.
She says, Rainbow is truly from the inside of my guts. She has a lot to say. Remember all the Free Kesha movement? Mm-hmm. Said her producer was abusing her.
Oh, yeah, that's
bad. And she's going to be in town at Stir on the 20th, by the way. And Chi. And Chi has tickets, so make sure you tune in. She'll give you a chance to win them.
And some are wondering, did Lore just reveal that she's no longer in the Swift squad? Taylor Swift might be having bad blood follow up on her hands. Today there is an episode of like an Australian morning show, and Lorde hinted that she's no longer a member of the celebrity squad with Taylor Swift. I guess when she was asked, what was it like, you know, seeing all these kids and getting to mix in those circles? And she said, I don't hang out with those people at these people at all.
So maybe it's not Taylor. It's her hanger-oners.
He said, you're part of Taylor's squad. And Lorde said in response, you make friends in different places. For the most part, I'm not calling my idols for advice necessarily. So some people are wondering if maybe this was her saying, like, we're not really that big of friends. I mean, like, yeah, we do stuff together sometimes, but
we're not besties. So.
Exactly. Mm. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.